You're getting ready for Holbrook Days 2025. Always have a ton of fun. You've got three big days, a lot of fun events, good food, parade, river rat volleyball, a little bit of everything this year again.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on down here. We kind of ran into some problems last year. We had a Sasquatch hunt, and I think we plumb pissed off Sasquatch, and he's got a hold of always haunted friends, and Holbrook's been overrun with haunted, creepy type people. So we decided to incorporate that into the theme for Holbrook Days this year.
I was wondering where that came from, a hunting in Holbrook kind of a Halloween theme, but Sasquatch is a little hacked off from last year and is getting some revenge this year, huh?
That's exactly what we've kind of determined is probably going on down here. So, but now everything kicks off Thursday afternoon, actually, if you're into playing some bingo. I don't think there's going to be too many creepy things going on there, but if you want to show up at the community building at 2:00, there's be bingo going on Thursday, and that's kind of the only event for Thursday, and we hope we get a good crowd for that. We got a lot of that's sponsored by the First State Bank of Holbrook and First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe, and they have a lot of great prizes, so we hope we get a good turnout for that. So then Friday comes around, and then there's a barbecue. We'll start out, we'll get some hamburgers, and that'll all take place at the community building. That's being put on by the Holbrook Fire Department. And then while that's going on, we have what's been determined to be Death Drop Pizza Bingo down right out on Main Street, where we've got a pretty creepy-looking bovine that's probably going to come in and determine the winner of that prize. So that will take place on Friday night also. And then we get to the parade, and that lineup will, and the theme this year is Nightmare on Center Street. So that's a kind of a Halloween type theme for the parade this year. And I want to point out, we've got Shorty McClintic. He's been selected to be the Grand Marshal. Shorty, everybody around here knows Shorty. He's probably one of the best postmasters that ever was in this part of the world, for sure, and he does a heck of a lot for Holbrook. So hope everybody shows up and kind of honors him through the parade here at Holbrook. And so, but no, that takes place at 7:30 there on Friday night. So we'd like to get a good turnout for the parade if we can. So
8:30 is the Tour of Terrors. Talk about, and it's guided and tour. Talk about this, Clark.
Well, what happened is we've got a hay barn here in Holbrook that has supposedly been haunted for quite a while, and we've been kind of researching some of the haunts or the figures that are a part of this thing. And anyway, it's basically going to be kind of a haunted house type deal. If you enjoy a good haunted house, this is the place to come. It's not a house. It's going to be through the hay barn here in Holbrook. And we're going to have a couple versions of it, so we don't want to terrorize everybody. But we'll have if you've got some youngsters or older people with like some of us that have heart issues and things like that, we'll have a little bit calmer type tour for that group of people, and you can let us know which one you want to go on, and then there'll be one that might be a little bit spookier. That if you're interested in that one, we're going to have that set up. But nope, if you just show up in front of the Hojo's there, there will be people that will kind of point out the directions you need to go, and you can kind of guide yourself through the haunted hay barn here in Holbrook. And at the same time, there's going to be karaoke going on Friday night, which is always a really good turnout for that. The Hojo's gets packed for the karaoke, and this year it's killer karaoke. So if you care to put on your Halloween outfits and show up, and that's always been a really big event here in Holbrook on Halloween, so we just decided we might just have one right here in the middle of summer while we're at it. So,
and that takes care of Friday's activities, events, and then you got a full day on Saturday, don't you, Clark?
Yes, we do. It kicks off really early in the morning. We always have a really good livestock show down here at Holbrook, and that we get is for cattle and sheep, and that's put on by by the RAPO FFA actually puts that on, and that is going to take place on Saturday morning. Weigh-in starts at 6:30, so bring your show cattle down, and it's really good show. We get a lot of really good cattle show up for that and a lot of really good sheep, but the show will start at 8 o'clock, and then the sheep weigh-in starts at 9, so bring your sheep and get them weighed in, and then we'll try to get all the show taking place and everybody out of here before it gets very warm. So,
of course, that's some of the morning events with the beef and the sheep weigh-in, and then River Rat Volleyball, Clark, a staple of Holbrook days. We've had some rainfall lately. How is the water in the river? Is there enough water in the river for this one?
There is a little bit of water, actually, it came up just a little bit last weekend, so it was looking a lot better. And if you could just send a little rain this way, and have a good rain up towards McCook, and then get it down here just in time for that, it'd really be appreciated. So, River Rat Volleyball, this would be the 41st year of River Rat Volleyball. We always get a really good turnout for that. We'll have 10 nets set up, so we have 10 games going on at the same time, and everybody gets plenty of volleyball. Nobody ever has complained about not getting to play enough, so it's a really good time, kind of for all levels of volleyball. If you're really good, come on down and bring your best team, and or if you just enjoy playing volleyball, we all also like getting a lot of teams like that down here, and they're the ones that really have the most fun when it comes right down to it. So, but at the same time that's going on, at 12 o'clock we've also got the road rally going on. If you want to stay in your air-conditioned car and drive around, we've got a really good group from Cambridge that's put together a really good road rally for us this year. They were the ones that happened to be the lucky ones that won the opportunity to put it together this year, so they've been working on that, so that'll be a really good time too. So, but then later on we'll also want to make sure that everybody knows that tour of the hay barn will take place both Friday and Saturday night, so that'll kick off again, and that will kick off about the same time. We're going to have a big street dance down here in front of Hojo's, so if you want to come down and be a part of the street dance and take a tour of the haunted hay barn, we'd sure love to have a good turnout for both of those events on Saturday night.
And then wrap things up. Yep, you've got a dance about 8:30 just on the south side of Hojo's Hideaway, don't you?
Yep. We'll just have a DJ playing creepy music, I assume. Now they'll probably play whatever anybody requests, I'm sure. So, but it's the theme is Dance of the Dead, but we'll see how that works out. We hope everybody stays alive through this whole thing. So, give a big shout out to all our sponsors. We have a lot of really good sponsors that help us finance a lot of this, and so that's greatly appreciated. They help us put this thing all. They help put this all together for us. It's a good deal.
Going to be a great time, no question. Holbrook Days on your face on the Facebook page. You can check out more information, photos, information like that. Catch Clark.
Yep, that's a good place to find out what's going on. Just dial into that, and you can find out the times and the places and everything that's going to be going on. So we really appreciate it and invite everybody to come down to Holbrook this weekend.
See, I was thinking like you. I was thinking maybe sometime in the next day or so we get a good rain and fill up that river. I didn't know how deep it was right now, but I thought it's probably not very deep right now. But maybe a good rain the next night or so, and maybe it'll raise it a little bit.
Well, right now it's about ankle deep. I was actually down in it the other day grooming up the court, so it's really not too good. There's quite a little sand, but hopefully I'm pretty sure you're going to get us a good rain, and that'll help a lot. So
we're going to try. You betcha. You betcha.
Right. You just take care of that. So
Clark, always good to talk to you, sir. Thanks a million for the time, and have a fun time this weekend.
All right. I'm sure we'll all get spooked up here down here. So invite everybody to come down, and thanks for the time.